When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello everybody, welcome back to a new episode of Luke's English Podcast. In this one, you're going to hear me talking to a couple of my friends. The conversation is pretty fast. There's lots of stuff going on, lots of comments happening. So generally, the conversation is quite fast moving, which might make it a little bit difficult to understand, so you may have to concentrate, but I hope it will be enjoyable. Listening to conversations between native speakers regularly on a podcast like this one will definitely be very good for your English. But if you want to push your English even further, then you can use my sponsor. That's my podcast sponsor for this episode, which is iTalki. And iTalki is a website that you can use to find native speakers and qualified English teachers for online conversations or English lessons. And basically, the cool thing about iTalki is that they'll connect you with qualified people, native speakers all around the world, and you can have these conversations and lessons from the comfort of your own home because it's all done over the internet. Talking to native speakers directly is a really good way to push your English further, faster, and to become more fluent. So check out teacherluke.co.uk/talk, where you can have a look at iTalki, and if you like what you see, if you sign up and look at some teachers, and you decide to make a purchase, then iTalki will give you a voucher worth about $10, which is probably the price of about one lesson. So check out iTalki today. It's a really good, convenient, and flexible way for you to practice speaking to native speakers and to push your English even further. Okay, right, so that's the little bit of promotion there for iTalki. Let's now get stuck in to this episode, and here we go. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, everyone listening to this podcast. And in fact, hello to everyone who's not listening to this podcast too. Basically, hello. Welcome back to another episode. In this one, my friends Amber Minogue and Paul Taylor are back with me. And it's been a few months since they were last on the podcast. Do you remember the last episode in which they appeared? You might do. The last time they were on the podcast was in December of last year, of course. Not December of this year. That's in the future. That would be impossible. Anyway, the last time Amber and Paul were on this podcast was back in, I think, episode 318, which was called The Rematch Part 2. So that was 4 months ago, so it's been quite a long time since they were on the podcast. And so I thought that I'd have them back so that we could first of all catch up on their recent news. That's the main thing you're going to get in this episode. So this is a pretty fast conversation between native speakers, as I mentioned in the little introduction at the beginning of this episode. It's a pretty fast conversation. But as I always say, it's a very good idea to listen to native speakers talking at natural speed. You can imagine, if you like, that you're here with us as we enjoy some sunshine on the terrace of my flat here in Paris, talking about stuff in general, going off on tangents, generally having a bit of a ramble, as we like to do on this podcast. Your job, while listening to this, I don't mean to give you a job. You're probably thinking, oh, I've already got a job, Luke. Don't give me another job. And, you know, that's fine. You don't have to take this job on if you don't want to. But if you're looking for some sort of direction in your life, or at least some direction in terms of how you should be listening to this particular episode, then let me tell you a couple of things, right? So here's, if you're looking for a bit of direction, here's what you could do. So first of all, just try to follow the conversation. Follow it bit by bit, moment by moment. All right? Do your best. As I said, it's pretty fast stuff. The three of us are all chipping in with different comments. It moves forward rather quickly. Your task is just to try and keep up and follow the conversation bit by bit, moment by moment. Now, you might not understand everything, but that's okay. Simply listening carefully and trying to understand everything will be very good for your listening skills. But more importantly, I suggest that you just relax and enjoy a fun conversation between friends. And in a way, the more that you just relax and enjoy the experience of listening to this and just trying to follow and enjoy it, the better it will be for your English. Yes, there is a time for focused studying, but there is also a lot of value in just sitting back and listening to natural English in context and just trying to follow it. Okay, so yes, this is natural English, as it really is spoken. We're not really grading our English during this conversation. We're not trying to slow down much. We're just speaking like we normally do. Okay. In fact, you'll find, as I've said several times now, that we're talking pretty fast because I think it's because we're excited to be on the podcast together. It's always nice. So we are speaking pretty quickly, but remember that we are speaking for you. We've recorded this conversation with you in mind. And I hope that even if you don't understand everything, you continue to listen to the whole episode. And yes, you should listen to it a few times if you can stand it. Repeated listening will raise your comprehension and will make it more likely that words and phrases that you hear in the conversation will stick in your memory. Okay, so, you know, you could listen to it a few times. But the main thing is just relax and try to follow and enjoy this chat between friends recorded for your benefit. So this, I think, will be the first of probably about three episodes featuring Amber and Paul. This first one is a general catch-up in which we, the clue's in the title, really. It's a catch-up in which we catch up with Amber and Paul. And their recent news. Yes, soon there will be an episode in the future in which we will be playing the interactive lying game, which we set up at the end of the last episode with Amber and Paul. That is coming in the near future. But now let's go back onto the terrace, because it was about a year ago, this time last year, that I had Amber and Paul on the terrace and we did an episode which was called imaginatively catching up with Amber and Paul. That's where we sat on the terrace and, yep, you guessed it, caught up with Amber and Paul. Well, just yesterday we went back up onto the terrace because the sun was out, and so it was a perfect opportunity to go out in the open air and record another episode in which we catch up. I think you get the idea of what you can expect in this one. So let's now go back up onto the terrace and find out what Amber and Paul have been doing since they were last on Luke's English Podcast, and we will also respond to some of your comments. So I'm glad to say that, yes, Amber and Paul are back on another podcast. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Amber and Paul are on another podcast. Paul's a very funny boy. His laugh I very much enjoy. Amber's got a lovely voice. If I could choose an accent, hers will be my choice. Yeah. Right, Amber and Paul. You're on the podcast again. Welcome back.
Yay!
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Warm again.
Yeah?
Because last time we did the podcast, it was cold.
Well, last time you guys were on the podcast was, do you remember?
December.
Do you remember December? Sounds like the beginning of a song, a romantic song. Do you remember in December? We did a podcast. No, not going to work.
Forget it.
It was December, right?
Yep.
So it's about 4 months ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you also remember this time last year? Exactly this time last year? Do you know
what the same date?
More or less.
Were we on this very terrace, Luke?
Yes, you were. We were all three of us on this very terrace, sitting here, getting sunburned.
In April.
In April. Global warming.
English skin.
That's right. We talked about getting sunburned, being English in the sun, and all the dramatic comic consequences of
that. So let's not talk about that again, because I'm feeling hot already.
And we talked about being ginger.
Oh, here we go.
And we also talked about the fact the Italian people apparently love ginger people. Remember?
I do remember, yeah.
And then we had a long conversation.
It's a good
about
episode.
It was. It was called. Do you know what it was called? Testing the podcast.
Was it an Amber and Paul are on the podcast?
No, it wasn't. It was called...
It had a really imaginative title. It was called Catching Up with Amber and Paul.
Oh, good.
And I think that I'm going to call this one Catching Up with Amber and Paul again. Because, you know.
Cyclical. I like it.
Yeah. So welcome back onto the terrace. Just tell me a little bit about the situation here.
Go back and listen to Catching Up with Amber and Paul. It's exactly the same situation.
Mm. It's just we're all a little, just a year older and a year wiser.
Yeah.
Or a year more stupid.
Maybe more stupid. Just picture the scene though. Just, you know, because some people haven't listened to Catching Up with Amber and Paul. So just give a little description of the context. Because context is everything, as we know. Tell me about the context. Paul has just shifted his seat into the shade.
I feel like we started the same thing on the previous podcast.
Well, the previous podcast was just seeing how long, because there's two places in the shade and one in the sun, and then we sort of switch around.
That's
because
right.
It can only take about 10 minutes in the sun.
There's a lot of movement in and out of the shade going on, just like last year.
Innovation in podcasting. We're sitting on your terrace, Luke. You've got a nice apartment. You still have a nice apartment that has a view on the Eiffel Tower and all that kind of stuff.
It's small.
It's small. It's a small apartment. Every apartment's small.
It's not just a view on the Eiffel Tower. I mean, you really see pretty much every major monument in Paris from this terrace.
Why don't you bring your touristy people here, Amber, and just do your tourist tour from here?
Yeah, it'd be much easier on the legs. You can see Les Invalides. Yeah, you can see a lot. You can see Point Les Antois.
You're a tour guide, Amber, are you?
I am a tour guide. Yes.
Okay, so you actually take people around these
landmarks. Take them around on the bus, on the feet.
Yeah.
Tell them about Paris, yeah.
You walk around Paris and you're one of these people who, you know, says, this is the Eiffel Tower. It looks nice, doesn't it? Right, let's get back in the bus.
Yes, that's exactly what I do, yes.
Okay, maybe we can talk about that at some point. We're still establishing the context.
I was trying to take a photo, but you're too far away from each other.
Paul is trying to take a photo. It's not a visual medium, Paul.
No, it's not, but I was going to post a thing on Facebook and stuff, because a lot of my fans on Facebook are your listeners.
Right.
Who are not heading to the hospital, like somebody downstairs.
There's an ambulance or a police car.
But yeah, a lot of my fans are your listeners, and so I was going to take a photo and be like, hey, I'm back on Luke's podcast again.
Yeah. It's difficult to capture the podcast in the form of a photograph.
Well, it's just you with your headphones on, us with our microphones in the scene.
Right.
I think
it's possible to capture the listening experience, as many of my listeners did recently in the Luke's English Podcast photo competition, which obviously you're fully aware of.
Well done to the winner.
What's the name of the winner, Paul?
Dave? How you're trying to mouth the word to me.
I'm now mouthing
speaking.
The name to Paul.
He's just going... That's what it sounds like.
This is the sound of me mouthing the name of the winner.
Gabriella.
Yes. Boom.
Well done, Gabriella.
Congratulations, Gabriella. They were also runners up.
I loved her photo. Her photo was amazing. It was a photo of...
Come on, don't take the piss, right? It was a photo of her ironing while listening to the podcast.
No, I wanted you to mouth it again.
Oh, I was supposed to mouth ironing.
Okay. Or mime.
So she listens to your podcast while ironing.
Yeah.
That's great. I do that sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yep. Good for you.
Yeah. Me too.
All right. Obviously not the Luke's English Podcast photo competition episode, though.
No, I should have... I didn't want to submit, because that's cheating.
Yeah, it is.
But I sometimes do it when I'm doing the washing up. Like, if I'm doing a massive bit of washing up or washing the kitchen, I'll just put it on my on the loudspeaker in the... Loudspeaker? Right. That's like something that some 50-year-old would say. The
loudspeaker.
The loudspeaker. It's not really called a loudspeaker in young
just
terms.
Just a speaker.
It's just a speaker.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I, you know, obviously you're guests on the podcast regularly. You're not necessarily full-time Lepsters. You know, you don't necessarily listen to all of the episodes. That's fine.
We hear your voice enough, Luke.
Yeah, you hear enough of me in normal life. Okay, so here we are. We're sitting here. Right. Now, some of my listeners might not know who you are, because as we've established, the last time you were on this podcast was about 4 months ago. So there will be some people listening to this who are like, who are these people on the podcast? So maybe what you can do now is just introduce each other. So, you know, Paul, could you tell us about Amber? Amber,
yeah.
Could just, you know, briefly, succinctly, just tell us the basics.
Yeah, Amber is the person with the most beautiful voice. which is in the world, which has been voted by officially on all podcasts. She has the the most amazing voice. She is English, living in Paris for a long time, and has a French man in her life, two French men in her life. One is a bit older than the other, because the other one is little Hugo, who is two, and talks. We've been talking about it a lot on some of the podcasts. And Amber does us. We all met through stand-up, doing stand-up comedy together.
Right.
So Amber does stand-up comedy now and again when she can get some free time. And apart from that, does some tour guiding in Paris. So if you're ever in Paris, look up Amber to give you a really good tour around the city. So,
okay. Anything else that we should add to that, Amber?
No. That sounds good.
Loveliest voice in the world, English, stand-up, with a little two-year-old son called Hugo.
Mm-hmm.
Is he French or is he English?
He's English.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, technically he's French, but he's English.
But sort of spiritually.
Yeah, definitely.
Does he have both passports?
Not yet.
Mm.
Not yet. I'm working on it.
And does he speak yet?
He does, mainly English. He's got quite a few English words. I mean, you've got to want to know what he's saying. You've got to make a bit of effort to understand him. But pretty much English, apart from water, which he calls O, which is French.
Well, he's better than me then.
Does Nico speak to him in French or in English?
Nico speaks to him in English because we speak a lot of English at home.
Okay.
But then he says he feels like a complete loony when they go to the park and he's speaking in English, you know, like a real aspirational parent, like desperate for his son to be like bilingual.
Because Nico is French. The father is French, yes.
Yeah.
And he speaks English with a bit of a French accent.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's why you got to be careful that Hugo doesn't end up with a French accent.
No.
Because he will if Nico keeps
What's wrong with having a French accent in English?
If you're an English baby, you can't grow up. I've grown up with that. It's really difficult to grow up with one nationality and then not sound it.
No, because it's my mission in life to make him speak with an English accent. It's not going to happen. He's not going to speak the French accent.
Right, okay.
Also, Nico, I mean, you know, we've got to talk about how much relative time he spends with that baby. it's quite a small sliver of time.
So my listeners might be thinking at this point, this little baby Hugo is the luckiest kid around because he's going to inherit Amber's accent.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's not a small thing, you know, that's a big deal. I think Hugo is set up for life.
But you've got to be careful, because otherwise he will grow up speaking like me. And so by the time he's sort of a teenager, he's going to sound like a middle-aged woman. that's not cool. He needs to sort of, you know, meet other kids his own age, like English kids.
Point.
Because I don't want him sounding like me.
Because then, you know, next thing you know, he'll be around his friend's house, they'll be listening to music, and he'll say, could you maybe play this through the loudspeaker?
Exactly.
And then all his friends will be like, what? You mean the speaker?
He'll be saying things like, let's pop to the shops, get your bits and bobs, you know, and you'll be sounding ridiculous. Exactly.
Let's pop to the shops. So these are things that
Yeah, that's something that I might say, but it sounds fine in my mouth and weird in a young teen's mouth.
Well, that's wait a minute. Let's pop to the shop.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Just like go quickly, get something from the shops.
Okay.
And I'd say
get your bits and bobs.
Gather your things.
So all your possessions.
Yeah.
What would be included in your bits and bobs? Keep it clean.
Your nicks and knacks.
Okay. Thanks for clarifying that.
Your wallet, your keys, phone,
okay,
bag,
okay. Just all your bits and pieces.
Your bits and pieces, yeah, your bits and bobs.
Okay, your bits and bobs. All right, so he's going to end up growing. He's going to end up with not only your lovely accent, but also he's going to pick up all of your verbiage, all of your words and stuff like that. Okay, so
that's good and bad.
Okay, there's swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
Yes,
swings and roundabouts.
Swings and roundabouts, bits and bobs. Yeah. Everything comes in twos.
It does, doesn't it? Okay, good. So that's Amber.
Yep.
Now, Amber, can you tell us about Paul Taylor here?
I can tell you about Paul Taylor. So, Paul has very successfully embarked on a stand-up comedy career, leaving behind his former job at Apple, which he was doing exceptionally well as well, and bravely decided to leave that all behind and make a stab at stand-up. He's working in French and in English because he's a completely bilingual person, not like you and me, Luke.
Yeah.
He sounds French and French, English and English. And he's got lots of exciting projects in the pipeline. lots of excitement. We're not going to talk about that now because it's all shrouded in mystery.
Right.
Yeah, and I'd say that's Paul. He's been pretty busy doing that. We've not seen each other that much, to be honest.
No. Okay.
All right. Stand-up comedian, used to work at Apple, quit, what, sort of about just over a year ago?
Just under a year ago. My quit-iversary will be on...
Your quit-iversary?
Yeah, it's like anniversary of me quitting. That's what I've decided to call it.
It's good.
I might come up with a better name than that, but yeah, for now, it's the quit-iversary. It's the 15th of May.
Okay, so the quit-iversary was nearly a year ago. And so we'll talk more about the stand-up career stuff in a bit. But we should also establish, yes, Amber said that you speak English, you speak French, you also speak Spanish.
I do. Yeah. Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Perfecto.
It wasn't perfect, though, was it?
Well...
Because my muy bien is like an English man speaking Spanish. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
I thought it was funny. We for those of you listening, who else would this message be for? What an idiot. For those of you who are not listening, no, we just had lunch at an Argentinian place that does empanadas.
Yeah, shout out to the Argentinian crew.
Whoop, whoop, at Classico.
Yeah, and big up the Argentinian massive.
And this is how bad your Spanish is, Luke.
What did I say?
We ordered some empanadas, and one of them is ham and cheese.
Oh yeah, that was.
And in
that
Spanish,
was pretty bad.
Ham and cheese is jamón y queso.
Oh,
and it's even written jamón y queso on the menu.
Oh,
but,
God.
But Luke said jambon y queso, like jambon fromage.
Yeah.
So you did the French.
I like to
Spanish
see that
thing.
You noticed that and just kept that in your pocket. To bring that out to shame
you did,
Luke.
Didn't you? You didn't correct me. You kept it.
Just noticed it.
Just so you could humiliate me on the podcast.
Hey, I'm
now.
Usually the one getting humiliated on this podcast.
That's
let's
true.
Not forget about
That's true.
All of that.
That's true, listeners. So, okay, first of all, it's Luke's English podcast, all right? I'm not here to be an expert in Spanish. That can be your job, all right? But, yeah, so that's that one thing. Also, yes, we know from previous appearances on Luke's English podcast that Mr. Paul Taylor, first of all, doesn't know any words, right? We had that. And also that he always loses competitive games that we play. Because sometimes on this podcast, when we're together, we play these competitive games, and somehow Paul always manages to lose.
But sometimes he loses because he's desperately trying tactically just to make me lose, which then backfires.
Yeah.
I lose for so deep.
Trying to use too much strategy, Paul.
Yeah.
So since Paul's last appearance on the podcast, now I'm repeating stuff that's already been said, his comedy career has taken off. We'll talk about that in a bit. Okay, so there we go. Amber and Paul are back on the podcast. Actually, before we go any further, well, essentially what we're going to do is catch up and just, mm-hmm. you know, catch up on stuff like we did last year. But before we go any further, I thought that I would read through a few comments from listeners to this podcast that have been left on my website in response to your appearances in episodes.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to read out some comments from Lepsters here.
I'm not worried.
Most of these comments come from the last time you were on the podcast. That was episode 318. But I've also taken comments from other episodes too. Okay. So we're going to start with just a few comments about the team itself. That we're being described as a team.
Right.
That's team Amber, Paul, and me. So we are a team, apparently.
The pal. The Paul, Amber, and Luke. Pal. The pal,
pal
team.
Pal.
The pals.
Pals.
We need Sebastian to complete the pals.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Well, there is this suggestion.
Or the Lap. The Lap Lepsters. The Lap Lep.
Lap?
I don't know. I'm trying to make an acronym out of our three names.
Pal works.
Pal.
The Apple.
Alp.
Apple. Alp.
Yeah. Pla.
You nailed it, Luke.
No, this is the one. This is the one. Lepa. No?
No.
Okay.
No
All right, no, that's not going to work. All right, anyway. Pal, pla, pla, whatever
like
you want to call
really
it.
Proud of that. I've got it. Lepa.
So anyway, so the first one is from a listener called Gabriel. It's Gabriel. And Gabriel says, I really like the episodes with Amber and Paul, smiley face.
Yay.
That's
Thank
nice.
You.
Thanks, Gabriel.
Thanks, Gabriel. Brahim says, you make an amazing team with Amber and Paul. Thanks, Brahim.
That's
good work.
Okay, so all positive?
Yeah.
So far? Lukash. I think that's how you say it. Lukash says, this is a really good episode of Luke's English podcast. Natural conversation among native speakers, good engaging stories, a bit of humour, and the game that listeners can also be involved in, trying to guess who was a liar. referring to the Lion Game.
The Lion Game.
Yeah. Please make more conversations and games on Luke's English podcast. It really makes a difference.
Well, there you go.
Okay, still
that's
positive.
Some good feedback.
Good, yeah,
it's nice, isn't it?
I like the still positive. He's going to lay it down.
He's going to lay it down. He's keeping the bad ones for us.
No, generally, it's all positive. You know, naturally, we're kind of like, okay, this is good, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where's the butt? Not necessarily any butt here so far. Adele. Not Adele. Not the singer. I don't think she listens to this. Although everyone listens to Luke's English podcast, maybe she just doesn't comment.
Hello.
Is that your Adele impression?
Yeah. That's how she says hello. You know, she sings obviously very well. She goes, hello. But then when she says, she just goes, hello.
Hello. I'm Adele, innit? God blimey. Haven't I done well in the pop charts?
It's Adele and Dick Van Dyke had like a mishup.
That's right. A mashup.
Mashup.
Talking about speaking like an old person. Hey, have you heard that mishup between...
mashup. Mashup.
I've lost language.
She said mishup. So Hugo's going to walk around with his mates. He's going to be like... Hey, have you heard that? Have you heard that mishup between...
Adele and Dick Van Dyke? Are you opening something on your phone?
I am, because it's Adele like finishing her singing hello and then going, hello.
All right.
On Jimmy Fallon's thing.
That's what Hugo calls a telephone. He calls it an allo.
Now,
that's cute.
I might be able to plug that straight into the podcast, Paul.
Oh, great. I was going to put it on my microphone, but...
I think I'll just do that.
Yeah.
It's going to be too much hassle.
Technology. Right,
ready, too much technology. Go on, just do that. Hello. That's
hello.
That's Adele, because she, you know, she's got this really amazing classy voice and everything, but her accent, I mean, she's pure like Essex Cockney, isn't she?
Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? There's my girlfriend has an album of hers where she talks about how she created some of the songs, like what mood she was in.
Addie created some of the songs.
No. There's an album that she bought where Adele is doing voiceovers.
Right.
And it's when she's talking about certain songs. She's like, I wrote this song when I was... She sounds a little bit like David Beckham.
Right. Mm. Obviously, I've gone out there. I've decided to make an album. The manager's told me to go out and have fun. Just let my feet do the talking.
But then it's always funny when there's that big disconnect between how someone sings and then how they speak. Like Adele, like Amy Winehouse, she was a lot like that.
Yeah.
She had that really sort of...
timeless voice singing.
Singing, it was gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, I think it was really rich. I think that's the thing with Adele. Mm. It's really rich. It's really nuanced. And then it's that very sort of flat estuary English that she's speaking. And you don't expect it. And then there's also a bit of snobbery, really. If she sounded quite posh, maybe we would be less surprised. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, we wouldn't buy her records if she was like, well, I decided to record this album after listening to most of the output of Mr. Philip Spector.
No, I'm not saying we wouldn't buy her album. I'm just saying, like, are we more surprised because, you know, there's a sort of level of judgment. Like, oh, people who speak like that don't have this sort of amazing talent.
You're saying that the appeal, perhaps, of singers like Adele and Amy Winehouse is that... wow, look at that listen to that amazing voice. And doesn't she speak common? It's fascinating. I'm going to buy her album.
No, not the appeal. I'm saying the surprise factor. Like, right. Would we be surprised that her voice was so powerful and amazing if she had a sort of quite posh accent? Ah. Would we be surprised? You know, I mean, Amy Winehouse's voice was surprising, I think, for anyone because she, like, her body was also in a disconnect. Whereas Adele looks incredibly, she looks how she sounds.
Right.
Mm.
And then when she opens her mouth and she speaks in her speaking voice, it's sort of quite flat and it sounds a little bit, in inverted commas, common.
Her laugh is outrageous as well.
But she's great.
Yeah.
She's got a really fun... If she was on this podcast, then I wouldn't be the person with I like Paul's laugh.
What's her laugh like?
So it's like... Ah, 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 ah,
wow.
It's a little bit like that, yeah.
Wow. Sorry, just did a... Christopher Walker.
Yeah. Anyway, so Adele, who wrote a comment in, it was not Adele.
It's not Adele. It's Adele.
Adele. Mm. Okay. Hello, Adele.
Adele says, "Love the Amber and Paul jingle."
I love the Amber and Paul jingle.
Good. Paul remains silent.
Oh yeah, it's good.
Good. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Right. He needs constant.
I was going to say, like, you've listened to it at the beginning of this episode. Though.
I need constant affirmation.
Constant affirmation.
Amber and Paul are on a podcast.
Amber and Paul are on another podcast. So, Mariam.
She sounds like from the Spanish-speaking world.
You could make a joke, couldn't you? You could be like, what did this Lepster say? Oh, I don't know. God, marry them. Yeah, just you can make the joke yourself. Anyway, Mariam. Hello, Mariam. Lovely to have you commenting on the podcast. She says, I like the new jingle. Okay.
Good.
So I feel a nice sense of affirmation now. I like the new jingle. I think you should play it whenever Paul and Amber are with you.
Yep.
And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
That explains a lot. Because the other day, me and Luke were just hanging out and he started playing the jingle.
That's what I'm going to do. Whenever you're here, I'm going to do this. Just whenever you're hanging around. You know, if I just meet you in the street. Oh, hi, Amber and Paul. What fancy seeing you here in the street? Or like, you know,
it's my phone ringtone when you call me.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You know, like, I think I'm just going to call Paul. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, 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 boop. And then elsewhere, wherever Paul is, this happens. His laugh I very much enjoy. And, yeah, I think I will play it whenever we're together. Yes. Okay, Paulina. Hello, Paulina.
You've got a great name, Paulina.
Yeah? You got a particular reason for saying
that? Oh, yeah, because I'm called Paul.
Oh, Paulina? Okay, of course. I forgot.
Oh, it takes him a while.
I forgot.
It takes him a while.
Paul. I became Mr. Bean there for a second, didn't I? Anyway.
And you looked at me so genuinely. Why is Paulina such a good name?
Why would Paulina?
Well, because the first four letters of the name are the same as mine, Luke.
It's like Lukina. Imagine if there was a woman's name called Lukina.
No. Lukina.
Too close to...
Sounds a little bit like a disease.
Leukemia.
Sounds like a disease, Paul.
Great.
It's like, hi, I'm Lukima. Oh, God, sorry.
Lukima. Lukina.
Oh, Lukina.
Oh, that makes all the
is
difference.
Is there a female name for Luke?
I hope that there isn't an actual...
Lukette? No.
What is the female version of Luke? Lucy?
Yeah, maybe, that's probably the closest, yeah.
Mm. Anyway, Paulina, who I think is from Germany, so not Spain.
Okay.
Anyway, is still in Mariam territory there with the Spanish, because you would think that she's from...
I'm still in Mariam territory.
Okay. So Paulina says, I really enjoyed this episode! Exclamation mark. Paul, she didn't write exclamation marks. She just used the punctuation mark. I really enjoyed this episode. Paul and Amber are awesome. Well done, guys.
Thank you.
I started to listen to Paul's podcast too.
Oh, cool.
Which you've started doing again, haven't you?
Yeah, I did an episode on Monday. I was just, you know, I didn't do it. I was doing it kind of weekly, and then a week went by after everything blew up, and I was like, I didn't do one. And then 2 weeks went by, and then 2 months went by, and I even started recording a version a month ago in French. I did 15 minutes of me talking, and then I just gave up. I was so bored with my own
voice
and my own nothing to talk about that I just quit.
You're really selling it, I have to say.
I mean, but it's true. You do need to feel like it's the right time and you've got something to say, but it's back on now.
But I think if I do it every week, I can at least talk about funny stuff. Like, there's tons of great funny stuff that's happened, but I didn't, because it was been 3 months since I did it, I just... you know, didn't go into detail about a lot of the stuff that I was doing. It was just very like, here's the basics of what's been happening for the last 3 months.
We're going to come on to some of that stuff in a bit.
But anyway, thanks, Paulina, for listening. Listening.
Or listening as well.
Listening to my podcast.
Yeah. Which, as Amber said, is now available again.
It is, yeah. PaulTaylorComedy.com.
Okay. So she said, I really enjoyed the podcast. Paul and Amber are awesome. I started listening to Paul's podcast. The joke about Philips light bulbs was great. You remember that?
Yes.
They're not Philips. Why are they Philips?
Yeah. So I got some new light bulbs. They're Philips. Yeah.
Well, why are you wearing...
Why have you got them if they're Philips?
Good.
Yeah. All right.
I feel
fine.
Like you wrote that one yourself, Luke, because we were the ones making fun of you, being like, that's such a terrible joke.
Yeah.
And in order to... I think you've written the jingle ones and anything that's like, oh, the jingle...
Oh, you mean
good.
You think I wrote these comments myself?
Yes.
To prove to us that was a good joke.
Maybe I did. And
the next comment's
going to
be like, I like that Russian joke. That was my favourite.
No, the Russian joke. Someone did. The Russian joke. Oh, God, let's not go into it again.
I think I talked about it on my podcast.
So the Russian joke. All right. Okay. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute, right?
I'm going to time you. 1 minute.
Please time me.
Okay, go.
So the Russian joke was, we were doing a comedy show. I was in the middle of my performance. Some people arrived late, and I said, you're late. Where are you from? And they said, we're Russian. And I said, well, you obviously weren't rushing to get here because you're late. Now, no one in the room understood it. I repeated it. I actually said, I think you'll find I just made a funny joke. And I ironically repeated it. Still, nothing. I'm like, okay, obviously it's just a shit joke. I know. And then I told that story on the podcast with you two, thinking, you know, this is going to be an interesting anecdote.
Then
someone commented saying, Luke, I don't understand the Russian joke. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to be, it's like Inception for jokes. I'm just going to get deeper and deeper and deeper into this impossible maze.
You know you're going to get another comment on it now. I've been like,
still don't get the Russian joke. That's right. Fine. It's not a very good joke. That's the problem.
All right, 16 seconds left. That's fine.
16 seconds? I did it. Okay, good. So anyway, Paulina said that she enjoyed the light bulb joke. Which was in something like The Lion Game, episode 1. All right. She said, I listened to this episode during my way to school when I was in a bus. When I heard Paul's laugh, I couldn't stop laughing too. And lots of people in the bus were staring at me.
Oh, no.
But I didn't care. Thanks, Luke, for changing my boring travel to university into a wonderful journey.
Look at that. Aww.
That's lovely,
that's a
isn't
great
it?
Comment. That's nice. Yeah.
She
yeah.
said, I've already downloaded the second part of the episode and I can't wait to listen to it. That's sweet.
That yeah. is very nice.
It's very sweet.
Thanks, Paulina. That's a great...
Okay. Here are a couple of comments on Paul's appearance. A couple of people have noticed your appearance.
Oh, my appearance? What I look like?
Yeah.
How
what do you mean, what do you mean my appearance?
My appearance on the podcast.
No, yeah. The way you look.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know,
how
like,
how I look?
It's possible to
well,
find...
If they looked at your podcast.
Yeah, I guess so.
Your podcast up. Or some pictures that ended up on Facebook and stuff
have
like that.
Have you heard of the internet?
Yeah, there's this thing called the internet. Anyway, okay. So on Paul's appearance, Olga wrote in and said, I had never seen Paul, but then I don't know how, but I was on your page on Facebook... I imagine, Olga, you clicked on Facebook. And anyway, I don't know how, but I was on your page on Facebook and I saw a photo of Paul. I knew I shouldn't have done it, but I did. And for me, I imagine the reason she said that is because she's got an image of you in her head.
Oh, okay.
Already. Mm. And she didn't, you know, she...
didn't want to break it.
She didn't want to, you know, break the image that she had of you.
Yeah.
I don't know what she thought.
I've had that a couple of times with... I remember the first time I saw a picture of Chris Moyles, the old BBC One, from 10 years ago.
DJ.
And I saw him, I was like, wow, he doesn't look anything like what I thought he would look
yeah.
like.
Yeah, yeah. So Olga probably, Olga had that kind of thing. She was like, oh, you know, she probably had a mental image of you. I don't know, she maybe imagined that you looked like, who could it be, The Rock or something. I don't know what she imagined you would look like, you know, yeah. some handsome... even more handsome person.
Oh, there you go.
Very nice. Yeah,
but so I knew I shouldn't have done it, but I clicked on the image and she said, for me, Paul looks definitely like Mort, an adorable Goodman's mouse lemur from Madagascar.
Sorry,
what?
It looks
so
like
so Olga
Mort?
Says that you look like one of the characters from the
what's his name?
The movie Madagascar. His name is Mort.
M-O-R-T.
He's a lemur.
That's not a compliment.
No, she says it is a compliment because
really?
And she says his eyes are so lovely, kind.
Ooh,
and
when someone says you've got nice eyes.
Well, that's a compliment. How could that not be a compliment?
Is it?
Of course it is.
Oh, I don't know. Well, it's like saying
I think it's a compliment.
Else. It's kind of a compliment.
It's definitely a compliment.
Okay, then.
She said his eyes are so lovely, kind and naive. you've got naive eyes.
Wait. Lima.
Paul's now.
Oh, a Lima, not a. Okay, sorry. I was typing in Lima like the city.
No, it's Lima, L E M U R. I think it's a sweet comment. I think it's a nice comment.
Mort the Lima, there he is.
Let's check him out. Ooh, whoa.
Let me see.
I mean, the eyes are the wrong colour, but never mind.
Oh,
but he does look cute.
It's cute.
He's a cute little.
Cute.
He's a cute little rodent.
But then it's like, is cute what you're going for?
It's Paul? What I've had all my life, so I can't really complain. I mean, I can't fight it anymore.
You just
I tried fighting it when I was like 17 and people were like, oh, you're cute and you're nice and whatever. And I was like, but I want to have sex. Because cute and nice people don't get sex.
But well, they can.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
Not when you're...
Not as much. Not as sort of a predatory
up.
Stalker.
No, once you've
she's
had
not,
some
he's
age.
Not Shere Khan, is he?
No.
No.
But
exactly.
You know, but someone's got to be the cute, adorable one, haven't
he's
they?
He's also young. He might grow up to be.
Yeah. you might end up turning into Clint Eastwood.
Well, I think once, and I think that's why Addie is 5 years older than me, because she probably had the non-cute, nice guys like the bastards.
Yeah.
You know, all her life, and she was like, you know what, I just want somebody who's actually nice and cares about me. And then so,
well, you've clearly got a fan here. Olga says that you look lovely, kind, and naive.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's wrong with that?
No, nothing.
And she said, and then she goes on to give us more compliments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know that, you see, you're modest. You don't, you're obviously like, you know, oh, compliments. But she also said this. So you are the, she said, okay, she said, you are the greatest, Luke. All right. Fair enough. But she said, you, Paul and Amber are like a great power. You remind me of the Fantastic Four, but I think you need someone else for a complete set.
I think Olga's vying for a position.
You reckon? Maybe we should have auditions for the fourth member.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, if we were the Fantastic Four, Olga thinks we need a fourth person. Who do you think would be the fourth person? Who do you think we should have? And we've had Sebastian before.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think odd numbers work better.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So three is the...
I think three or five.
We need to find a word to put in front of the threesome.
Three is a magic number.
Three.
I think three is a good number.
The terrible three. No,
it's got to be a th sound.
Yeah,
the thick three. No, the thoughtful three. The no, it's not going to.
Throw it open to your listeners.
Okay.
Could, come up. Leave in the comments.
Yeah.
The superhero names like the Avengers or the Fantastic Four or
the Justice League.
The Justice League for the three of us.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right then.
I mean, you could use the word British somewhere, like the something British, the something Brits, you know, the not the beautiful Brits.
It's also the word trio as well, because if you don't want for three, there's t for trio.
Yeah.
So the terrific trio.
The terrific trio, there we go.
Terrific meaning very good, of course.
Or the terrific trifecta.
Okay. Triforce.
Triforce.
like in...
Trident. There you go.
That's a toothpaste, isn't it?
It is.
Anyway, I'll let the listeners decide what the name of this superhero squadron is.
But then you'd have to make another jingle as well if someone else got involved.
Oh, God, yeah. I would, wouldn't I? You know who hasn't been on this podcast who we've mentioned?
Who?
I know. You know who I'm talking about.
Tom Morton.
Tom Morton.
Has he not been on the podcast?
We keep mentioning Tom Morton in these conversations. He's never been on the podcast.
Everyone would love Tom's voice.
I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a voice professional.
You know, he looks a little bit like Dave Grohl.
That's right. That's what we said before. He looks like Dave Grohl and he looks like Tim Curry.
Yep.
From the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Okay. These are all callbacks to previous conversations.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so I may get Tom Morton on
with
the podcast.
Keep going with the comments.
So, yeah, Olga thinks that you look like a character from Madagascar, the movie, which is very sweet. Now, I'm not sure how to pronounce the name, M-I-H.
Me.
Yeah, says this. Oh, my God. I thought Paul was black when I first heard his voice.
So, yo, what up?
So me thought that you were black, and then she saw a photograph of you on the from our comedy show poster.
And you know, couldn't be whiter.
And you,
I'm so white that albinos look at me and go, "He's really white." Wow, she thought I was black.
Yeah,
okay, fair enough.
I don't know how she thought you were black.
Maybe my voice. I don't know.
I don't know what it was.
I don't think I've got a black sounding voice.
I don't know what is a black sounding voice.
That's a good question,
it's
isn't
like
it?
A very deep. I don't know.
Is
I
it,
mean,
is
if
it?
It's American. Like
Michael, Michael Jackson's a bad example. Mike Tyson kind of spoke. No, that's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
That's Michael Jackson.
I know what you
Michael
mean.
Michael Jackson.
Though.
Mike Tyson had kind of a high voice.
But I mean, like the stereotypical, like Morgan Freeman, as an example.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, no, but Morgan Freeman, he's famous for that
for
sort
the voice.
Of
yeah, he
but
is.
Powerful.
There must be loads of black people
who. Different actors that you know that. So Denzel Washington has got a black voice. Jamie Foxx has got a. For me.
I think it's very difficult to sort of classify voices.
Oh, what about Chris Tucker? Chris Tucker, the comedian. Yeah. Chris Tucker's got a well high voice.
He does, but it's more in the like I don't know if it's the intonation or the words used. You like obviously Chris Tucker, the pitch.
So a black voice for you is deeper, so more manly. So essentially, what you're saying
is
you're not like a man. You're not.
Well, apparently, I do.
You're not as manly.
You're not manly. That's what we're establishing new things about you today, Paul.
But I feel like you know when you listen to like. It's interesting. It's a fascinating thing of like, you know, what
it is.
That could be a good game to play. Like,
Guess the ethnic origin of the speaker.
Yeah.
It's like, a dangerous game, Paul.
Dangerous
it's a dangerous game. It's a very dangerous game.
Yeah, but you know, you've got to push the boundary somehow.
Yeah, just depends on which direction you push
them
in.
Okay, that's interesting. That's fine.
But anyway, me thought that you were black, which I think is fascinating because, you know, whoever me is, I don't know, maybe this... me thought you was black, Paul. Yeah, that's Ali G, isn't it? There, okay. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on. So that was Paul's voice. And now we go on to stuff about Amber's voice and a little bit of Paul's voice as well. And as we know, apparently most people think Amber has an amazingly lovely voice.
Thank you.
Paul, you have your fans as well. So
you've got a whole team.
That's right. You've got a team of fans who support you. Right. So this comment is from Christopher. Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's Christopher, but with a different spelling. Anyway, Christopher says, "Oh my God, I love Amber's voice. Aww. I could listen to her all day long."
That's nice.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then we've got Marinus says, "There is something so beautiful in Amber's voice."
Aww.
And Paul always makes me laugh.
It's the jingle.
It's the jingle.
It's the jingle. The inspiration for the jingle.
Then we got long-term Lepster Chris Benitez.
Chris Benitez. Yeah. He's now one of my. He came up with a good thing the other day.
Yeah.
On my thing, like to call
on your thing.
Yeah.
He needs to use some words, well, Paul.
Yeah. Let me start because you. Some, what's your nickname? Ninjas? Something ninjas?
Well, I've got loads of nicknames, but Lepsters, LEP Ninjas.
LEP Ninjas. Yeah, he mentioned LEP Ninjas, or he said Apple Ninjas for my one, because like old Apple employees listen to my...
Ex-Apple Ninjas. Apple Core. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chris says, I wasn't aware of this podcast until now. I think he means this episode. Because obviously he's aware of Luke's English podcast. How could he not
be? He's
been
listening to it for ages.
Yeah, anyway. So I wasn't aware of this episode until now. I can't read. I wasn't aware of this episode until now. I will say it every time I hear Amber. Just lovely voice.
Oh, thank you.
You've got a nice accent too, Paul.
You do.
And you do French and Spanish impressions so well.
Mm-hmm.
But Amber is a British girl with a lovely accent, and there is no better thing on earth.
Oh. That's that great. Is nice. That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Yes, it's nice.
They're
to
lovely,
have a
aren't they?
Oh, yeah. He goes,
"What's this? This is Chris's
this
comment
is Chris,
on
this
your
is,
on your
this
podcast."
Is Chris's comment on my podcast. He goes, "It's nice to see that things are going great. Keep going. TV show. Wow. Maybe if they don't choose you, this is for mine and yours. TV show.
Yeah.
If they don't choose you, you can have your own YouTube show. You don't need the TV. You both have a world of people following you." And then he's called a nickname for both the people that follow me and you.
Oh yeah.
Are Apple Ninja Plepsters.
Wow.
Plepsters being the Paul and Luke English podcast.
I see.
Plepsters.
Plepsters.
So Apple Ninja Plepsters are the people that collectively follow both of us.
I see. All right then.
Why not? Why not?
Talking of your podcast, a listener who I don't know how to pronounce the name, but Levu QC. Let's say QC. I'm imagining a barrister at this point. Anyway, Vu QC.
It sounds
Vietnamese or something. And she says, "As a girl, I quite enjoy Paul's voice." As a girl. I think we know what that means, don't
we,
Amber?
We do.
As a girl, she enjoys your voice, Paul. She says, "It sounds boyish and cute."
There we go. It's cute.
That's good. That's a good thing.
It is. I'm fine with that.
And she says, "I'm downloading the episodes of his podcast now. Hashtag Team Paul."
Hashtag Team Paul.
You got a hashtag Paul.
Hashtag Team Paul.
Team Paul. Okay, so you know some comments about your podcast.
Oh, is this because it was like a?
I'd mentioned your podcast.
Yeah.
In this episode,
no, I Team Paul. Is that Team Paul versus Team Amber?
Yes.
Yeah, the voice?
It started because Paul was the underdog.
Right, the one who keeps losing.
Yeah, exactly. So keeps losing. We had done like two games. But like,
I know.
It was at least three or four because it was vocab games. Then there was the line games. Yeah, I lost all of them.
Yeah.
So then he got his own hashtag to boost his morale.
So we've got Team Paul. I imagine Team Amber is out there, but they're keeping quiet because they don't need to.
Yeah.
They don't
when need you to start losing Amber, then you'll get...
I did lose. I lost the last one.
Okay. So Edelgen says simply this, "Absolutely loved Paul's podcast." Okay,
brilliant.
Thank you. Levu QC again, says, okay, I listened to the first episode of Paul's podcast and it was absolutely hilarious. I shouldn't have been eating dinner while listening, though, because he talked about some gross stuff there. very funny podcast nonetheless.
I don't remember what was
what
I talking,
were you talking about?
I think you were talking about that time where Addy got a little bit sick.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't remember that being in the first one, though. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, but anyway, it might not
sorry
have been...
that I made you throw up your food.
Wait a minute. She didn't throw up her food. She just had to stop eating it.
Oh, okay. Sorry that not I talked it about dirty things while you were eating. But I can't control when you listen to the podcast, you know.
Oh, don't worry.
But maybe I should put a disclaimer at the beginning of the podcast. Like,
not to be listened
to. Hi, everyone.
To while eating.
Just so you're, in case you're wondering, I'm going to be talking about poo today. So let's not. Don't be listening to your... Don't be eating your food. Well, anyway. All right, yeah. Good. Thank you. That's good feedback. Thank you.
Maybe okay. It was about your cat's
I didn't
poo.
Even know. See, they're commenting on your thing about my podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
I get no comments on my podcast. Zero. Nothing. Like, Chris Benitez is the only one that's ever commented.
Comment
and
there's
maybe a couple of other people, but I don't even know if anyone listens to it. That's the thing.
You don't get stats. You don't get statistics.
I get weird stats. I get RSS subscribers, but it doesn't tell me exactly how many... And they're in like the hundreds. Yeah. So I don't know if that means hundreds of people listening per day or per month or per whatever. It doesn't matter.
We'll talk, Paul. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
We've talked about it before, but I still don't have the answer. Anyway.
Okay, all right. So Michael Pryor,
okay, mm-hmm,
giving his full name, said, hi, y'all. Y'all. He's going with y'all, which I quite like.
I like that.
I like that a lot. Hi, yeah, y'all. Hey, y'all. I enjoyed your rematch very much today. It's just that I found myself thinking that you might have been a bit rude towards Amber.
Wait.
When you were referring to Paul's comedy and blog and everything. On the other hand, when Amber mentioned that she's doing stand-up as well, it didn't seem worthwhile elaborating on that. you just let that slide. Or did I miss anything? So Michael here is suggesting that, you know, we've paid so much attention to Paul and his podcast that we've rudely been letting Amber's...
I think we're all excited about Paul's project. I think it's been a big thing for all of us. Like, Paul's been brave and he's done his comedy and I think we're just 100% behind him.
So you don't feel like we've been rude by not talking about your comedy and stuff?
No, I think you're very supportive and kind. Okay. I've been on many a plateau, many a stage with you dudes. And we've always had a good time. But I think we're talking about Paul's comedy because he's going for it in a big way. So it's making a big splash.
Okay.
That's very kind of Michael.
All right. Well, Michael's there. Just, you know, just he's got your best interests.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
He has your best interests at heart. And I replied to Michael and I said, Amber does stand up too, but she doesn't have her own show at the moment.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe in the future. And also, she doesn't have her own podcast either. Yet.
Yet.
Really, it's fine. We're good friends, so there was no rudeness or anything. Smiley face. Successfully smoothed over?
I'd concur. Yeah.
Smoothed it over?
Smoothed it over.
Okay, good. All right then. So there you go. There were some comments from my listeners. Generally, on the whole, people, you know, are very positive about you.
Very positive, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Nice, isn't it?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. And we're happy that you enjoy the episodes.
Definitely.
Yeah, good.
I am anyway.
Good.
Makes me happy after becoming, you know, sometimes being depressed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's not go.
I was in a great mood this morning. Yeah. I'm like, I'm finally going to be on Luke's English podcast again.
Me too.
Because yesterday I was depressed as anything.
Really? What was
just
it?
Just horrible gigs last night. Just weren't very good.
Really? You did a bad gig last night?
Two horrible ones. French and English.
Oh.
And so with like two people in the audience each time, I'm like, oh, really? Oh. I thought
we'd gone past this.
Yeah, but no.
Which gigs were you doing?
I was doing one in French, which is an unknown one. Which is called, the French title is Humour vers le futur, which means back to the future, but like comedy to the future.
Okay.
And they use like the font and use all the thing of like back to the future.
Okay.
It was surprisingly unfull. Apparently it's normally packed.
So there weren't many people in the audience?
There was seven people in the audience.
Oh.
It was fun.
It's the school holidays.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, people laughed, whatever. It actually wasn't too bad. It was the English night that wasn't very good. Again, that was a surprise of it not being that many people. It's a newer night. It was horrific.
Well, it's interesting that we talk about this because, like, We've had conversations on this podcast before about, for example, your experience of coming back from the Edinburgh Festival. And you know, we've established that, you know, your quitiversary is coming up. You quit doing your job at Apple to do stand up, and you know, you went to Edinburgh. It was difficult there, and we talked about the challenge of, you know, becoming a stand-up comedian and what's involved in that. And and you're a little bit hard on yourself, isn't he, Paul? Isn't he, Amber? Who am I talking to? Paul is a bit hard on himself about on this subject.
Yeah.
So he's a little, you know, but I understand why, because, you know, you want to set the standards high. But things have changed in terms of your comedy career since you were on the podcast last.
Yeah.
So I think the last time we left you on that, it was like, oh, it's a struggle. I'm trying hard. I want to get bigger audiences. I want to be funnier and stuff like that. And then January, so things sort of shifted in your favour a bit, didn't they?
Yeah.
Give us an update on what happened in January. Right. If you'd like to know what happened to Paul in January, then you'll have to wait for the next episode, because that is the end of this one. I hope you've been enjoying spending some time on the terrace with the three of us, talking about your comments and generally sort of catching up with Amber and Paul. It's been a nice episode, I hope you'll agree. Certainly was nice for us, and we all hope that it was nice for you too. Thank you for those of you who sent in comments to episodes in the past that featured Amber and Paul. As always, you can leave comments on the page for this episode. Just go there and just leave us your thoughts. Tell us what you think about anything in particular. What's on your mind? What is on your mind, ladies and gentlemen? Feel free to just write your comments in the comments section. It's very much an open thing, you know? Just any thoughts or feelings you have, not just related to things that we've talked about in this episode, but also just anything at all. If you want to just tell us what the weather's like, if you want to talk to us about what you had for breakfast this morning, if you'd like to tell us about the situation in which you were listening to this episode, whatever it is you have to say, we'd love to read your comments. teacherluke.co.uk, find the page for this episode, and the rest is up to you. Okay. By the way, I do suggest that whenever you leave comments, that you try to leave them under the you know, on the page for that specific episode. I understand that probably some of you listen to the podcast on the front page. I do have a media player on the front page of my website, and a lot of you probably listen to the episodes there and then you leave your comments on the front page. But if you've got a specific comments that relate to a specific episode, I suggest that you leave them under, you know, the page for that particular episode. You're just probably more likely to have a conversation with other people if you do it that way. Right, but that's pretty much it for this one. Let me just remind you that if you would like to improve your spoken English and have rambling conversations of your own, you could do that. You can just go to iTalki. Just go to teacherluke.co.uk/talk and find yourself a native speaker or an English teacher or a language partner, and you can have your own rambling conversations in English. It's a lot of fun, and it's good for your fluency, and it's a good way of activating the passive knowledge that you've been building up from listening to episodes of Luke's English Podcast. Okay, so Luke's English Podcast and iTalki, it's a marriage made in heaven. Not that it's a marriage, we're not actually legally bound together in matrimony. But anyway, it's a partnership that I think is good. And I know that many of my listeners have already started to take advantage of this offer that I have with iTalki. teacherluke.co.uk/talk, or click an iTalki logo on my website. You could then check out the service, browse through the different English teachers that you can find. You can search by types of teacher. You know, some of them specialize in business English, others specialize in exams, general English, all kinds of different things. There's English teachers from the UK, from the United States, and from other places like that. And, you know, if you like the look of someone, you could have a trial lesson with them. Usually a trial lesson is like much cheaper than a normal lesson. So you can kind of like get a feel for the different people that you have available for you. And when you find one that you like, that you feel you're going to be able to get on with and have nice conversations with, you might then choose to purchase some lessons with that teacher or that native speaker. And when you do that, iTalki, because, you know, because of this offer that I have, iTalki will give you 100 free credits, which you can use towards the purchase of future lessons or conversations. Okay, it's a pretty good deal. So check out teacherluke.co.uk/talk or click an iTalki logo on my website. All right. Okay, then. So I'm now going to leave you. Let's see if I can make this episode exactly 1 hour long. So that means I need to stop speaking in about 30 seconds time. Let's see if I can wrap the whole thing up. So there'll be a bit... Ooh, it's now 25 seconds time, and then you'll hear the jingle. Let's see if I can make this episode bang on 1 hour in length. Okay, so I just have about another 15 seconds left to go in this episode. This is just a stupid challenge. I want to see if I can make this exactly 1 hour long, just to satisfy one. It's a small ambition. Let's see if I can do a 1 hour episode. Thanks for listening. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks again for listening to Luke's English podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.